It's the Darren Copeland Experience, weeknights 8 to 10.
This is what I'm talking about.
There you go. Perfect for Fiesta Friday.
Yay! I'm Darren Copeland. This is my experience. Big Buzz is here.
Hello there. How you doing?
See, this reminds me of, like, not snowing. I was here in shorts yesterday, man.
I thought today was beautiful.
Yeah, but you like, you're
like
half polar
weather.
Bear, half Sasquatch.
I am.
Does that make you a square?
I think it means it makes me a poquatch.
A Sasquare.
Polquatch.
A polquatch. That's, see, I'm off my game
today. I'm very good at portmanteaus.
Portmanteaus.
Portmanteaus. I'm very good at those. That's where you take two words and you combine them into one single word.
Portmanteau. Okay. Is that a real like?
That's a real word. P-O-R-T-M-A-N-T-A-U-E-A-U. Portmanteau.
Okay.
I
mean,
it's
Portamp. It sounds like somebody put like.
I love them. I mean, I'm always
Portobello.
No.
Portambo.
Port.
Rochambeau.
That's very close. You're getting closer.
Portam.
Portman.
Portman. Okay, Natalie Portman.
Toe.
Oh, Natalie Portmanteau.
There you go. And if it helps for you to say Natalie before you say Portmanteau, then feel free to do it.
Well, I'm just saying Portmanteau. Do you know what that reminds me of?
What?
Black Swan.
I never saw it.
I never saw it either, but it was about ballet dancers and she was in it, right?
I don't know.
I hear there's a very sexy scene with her and Mila. Not Mila.
Jovovich?
No, not Mila Jovovich.
Mila
the
Kunis?
Other one. Yes, Mila Kunis.
I never found her very... I know. You know, I like the redhead from That 70s Show way better. I thought she was sexier.
Ooh. You need to watch more Jack Daniel Whiskey's commercials.
I've seen those. Those are nice. She does.
You see,
job.
She smacks it right out of midair. Doesn't lose it. Come on. And then smacks that barrel like, oh, you're naughty. I'm going to be back in 2 years.
I'm going to be back in 2 years when you're legal.
Did you just smack your lunch?
Yes. Well done, man. So I understand that your bracket is now officially burned.
I told everyone that my bracket was burned when the first game of I lost the first game of the.
Well, you had two brackets.
Okay, I had two brackets. So the one that's here, okay, mm-hmm. The one that I've got here, I have still in. I have one Final Four team left.
That hurts. I might be in the same boat.
But you know what? They're still my winner. Like, so I have UCLA winning.
So you still have a winner in.
Yeah. So I have Gonzaga still in. I have Kansas still in. I have North Carolina still in, and hopefully UCLA. So I still have. I still have some things going on.
So you called Gonzaga over Arizona?
Yeah.
Wow.
They beat them earlier this year.
Yeah. That's why kind of I figured Arizona would get them back. I have.
No.
Yeah. No, it happens. They didn't happen, but it could. When it's happened before. I had a lot of my Sweet 16 teams I had picked, but then they started falling. I lost. I had Wisconsin.
Yep.
I did not have South Carolina, who just destroyed Baylor earlier this evening.
Yeah, 20. I had South Carolina actually beating. I had had Duke losing in the first round. So I had that other team,
yeah.
Troy, losing to South Carolina. So I had South Carolina, but then I had South Carolina losing to VCU. In one of them, but then the other one.
VCU, I think, went out in the first round too.
Yeah. Well, that was the other bracket. That was the color bracket.
Oh,
bracket.
Yeah.
Yes. It sounds so bad when I say it that way.
It's the one where you use colors.
I should call that something. My hue bracket. My huge bracket.
No, I like hue.
Okay.
Your hue bracket.
My hue is what it smells like now.
So I lost Arizona.
Well,
and now
here's
I've
good
lost
news.
Baylor.
Here's good news for us. Here's good news for okay. So if you're here listening to this, you got to be pro the Darren Coleman Experience when we have these intra radio station contests.
Right.
All right. Before the last game, I was in 20th spot out of 25
here in the station.
Yes.
Okay.
I am now up to tied for 14th. Or no, in my own place at 17th place.
Oh, that's not bad. I mean, hey, that we were like. I think you were like second to last not too long ago. And you know what happens if you skyrocket all the way to the top and win? There's a life-sized, like a six-foot trophy in the other room with a picture of like Mike Ditka at the top.
That's Gil Whiteley, man.
No, that is not Gil Whiteley.
That is Gil Whiteley.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. Okay, so Gil Whiteley has a picture with
Gil
horns.
Whiteley here from 11 to noon.
Yes. And if you win,
but
you
see,
get
here's my problem
that
is that I've of all the possible points left, I have no possible points left. I have only.
Oh, so you can't go 80. Any higher.
I can get up to 80, and I'm at like I'm at 52 now. I can get up to 80. I don't think I'm going to be getting much higher.
What's the highest number right now?
Person who's leading is at Graham.
Okay. Frank,
okay, and he's at 44 correct, 41 correct picks, 63 points. Yeah, the 131 possible to go.
Yeah, but you can still catch him as long as
John
no one's
Drotar's
above 80.
Up there. Kyle Berry's up there.
As long as
Ryan
no
Edwards
one's,
is up there.
As long as no one's above 80, you still have a chance to catch him.
Yeah, well.
Well, I'm just saying they might lose all the rest of their picks.
They might. I mean, it is definitely possible. Let me look at the other one. Let me just look at the other one just for fun here. ESPN. Tiny whiny. I'm sorry. You know what? We should play. We should put some mass. Like, is it? Do you have madness? Oh, this is madness because we're talking about basketball. I'm sorry, March Madness. Hey, Alex, you can come on and tell me when I'm not getting it. So this is madness, and it is March, and this is March Madness.
You're so clever.
Oh, by half.
So I have, while you're looking that up, I have a lot. I have a good portion of my, I have three of my four Final Fours. However, the problem is UCLA is playing Kentucky right now.
Yep.
And I already have Oregon in my, they've moved on. And I have Wisconsin. So Wisconsin and UCLA have to win tonight or else I will be down to one Final Four team.
Oh, okay. Well, let's see. So in my other challenge where I started off in 18-something millionth place.
Yeah.
I've moved up to 16.0 millionth place. I'm in the 15th percentile.
Flying up.
With a
bullet.
Yeah. So my final four were Villanova.
Gone.
Louisville.
Gone.
UNC.
They're still playing.
Yep. And Gonzaga.
And they're still playing.
No, I have Kentucky. They were going to lose. They were going to lose to Villanova. Yeah, well, those are four. And then I have Kentucky losing to, actually I have Kentucky over.
UCLA.
Yeah. And over North Carolina. So I had Villanova playing Kentucky in the final.
That,
and losing to Villanova.
See, that's just that was just such a brutal bracket this year with UNC, Kentucky, UCLA, all in the
Butler,
same bracket.
Arkansas.
That was whoever comes out of that bracket, or that side of the bracket, probably is going to, they're either going to be exhausted from having to fight their way through all these great teams, or they're going to be battle tested and ready to go.
No, I guess I'd pick Butler. Did I pick Butler to go?
Who
in?
Do you have beating Kansas then?
Because
Kansas looks
I had
fantastic.
Kansas. I had Kansas going up against Louisville and losing to Louisville in this round.
Dope. Kansas looks amazing right now. They might be playing the best basketball of anybody.
Yeah, but you know something? There's just
yeah. When you hit the button, that's when you're supposed to clear your throat. See, that's how that happens.
That just makes me sad right now.
Yeah. You hit the button, and then you let go, and then you turn your head to cough, and you just...
It's not funny, man. I feel like I'm having a disease or it's like cough button.
So, I don't know. I know the Kansas hasn't played anybody significant, but they're just look really, really good right now, and it makes me nervous. The one hope I have is that Kansas has a history of choking.
Yeah. My final four was Villanova, Louisville, VCU, and Kentucky.
Well, you got Kentucky still.
Ish.
They're still playing. Well, they're playing right now. They're they're down by a point to UCLA.
That'll go back and forth.
Halfway through the first.
See, this is an interesting game, too, because earlier this year, UCLA went into Kentucky and beat Kentucky there.
Yeah. Yeah. And UCLA looks every bit the title contender that they have been talked up to be. And they look really good. Oregon looked scrappy. Like, they didn't look dominant, but they looked tough.
Well, that's what, I mean, that was sort of their trait this year, is that they were very good at, and I will tell you that after, when CU beat them at CU to break their xylophones. I love this song so much.
When CU beat Oregon to break their losing streak.
Their winning streak. Oregon had a 17-game winning streak.
Oh, yeah, we broke their winning streak.
Yes.
Yeah.
So then when we played them at their place in the last game of the season,
oh, yeah.
They made sure.
Yeah.
They got to 100 points the first time this year.
They poured it on.
They did.
We had no chance.
You know what?
Hmm.
I'll tell you something.
What?
Oh, I missed it. Oh, I'm off today, man.
What are you going to tell me?
I'm off today.
What are you supposed to tell me?
Well,
oh, is it coming up in the song?
Yeah, you got to wait. It was going to be neat, and then I always forget. Because you know what? It's this. Shut up. I don't want to hear anymore. The words that come out of your mouth still make any... I might have to sing this one. Cállate.
All right. We'll be right back with a little more Darren Copeland Experience. I'm the Big Fuzz.
Cállate.
We'll talk a little soccer coming up after this. Or whatever.
It's the Darren Copeland Experience. More with Darren after this.